Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas. Wherever you are.
Una O'Hagan is the Managing Director of Mars Pharmacy Group. She's very tired this morning because she spent the night out on the street to help awareness for homelessness. Now, having done something similar myself for Focus Ireland, I wanted to chat to Una about what business can do for homelessness and her campaign, which is #WrapUpHomelessness. It's been run in association with the Peter McVerry Trust. Una, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Bobby. Yeah, I'm tired.
Now,
yeah,
did you sleep out last night?
We did. Well, we didn't do much sleep at night, and to be fair.
And so where did you sleep or attempt to sleep?
Outside the store in Bagot Street, or my first store, Mars Pharmacy on Bagot Street.
On Upper Bagot Street. On Upper Bagot Street. Well.
Yeah, you do indeed, sir. Yeah. You're down the road from us. Yeah.
And so, how many people braved, and it was a bitterly cold night,
isn't it?
It
was bitter, yeah. So coming and going, we had a few people due in to work this morning, so some people only stayed until maybe about 2, but all in all, we had about 30 of us. Yeah.
Well done.
So, and then we were joined by a couple of other people and some customers as well. So it was, yeah, it was an adventurous night. Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you, you say you had a very uncomfortable night because of obviously the cold. Did you wrap up well?
We
had
did.
You good sleeping bags? Had you got the outer plastic garments?
Yeah. Well, only for Brian Fox, actually, in Regatta. He actually called me during the week and offered the thermal ones, you know, the ones that actually the sleeping bags that you can use up until minus 8 degrees, and only for Brian. I don't know what we would have done last night. It was so cold.
Yeah.
So I'm very grateful to him and his team in Regatta. And also then the traders in Bagot Street, they came with hot drinks, pizzas from Miller's. We had hot chocolate, you know. So everybody was very, very good, in fairness, Bobby. So just very, very conscious that, you know, people who are unfortunate and are living on the streets don't have that. They don't have Brian Fox from Regatta ringing, offering sleeping bags. They don't have people coming with hot drinks, you know. So
and the other thing
very different
is,
circumstances.
You know, when you do that for one night and you realise, here I am for one night, I'm tired, I'm cold, I may be a bit uncomfortable, but I'm only doing it for one night.
Yeah.
You can go home to your bed now later today.
Absolutely.
Whereas others don't have that option.
They don't have that luxury, no. And, you know, and the very unfortunate thing that we've seen last night was, despite all the horrific conditions that we were in, it was some of the people's reaction to us. You know, they obviously thought that we were homeless. They weren't aware of the campaign. And just the lack of dignity and respect
was
shocking. Was shocking, Bobby.
Oh,
it was really sad to see. And if you get that in one night, I can only imagine what people are suffering.
And is this now kind of late night revelers going home and that kind of stuff?
Well, or was it was happening early enough, to be honest with you. You know,
right.
And it wasn't just drunk people.
Wow.
So, you know, it just goes to show
that's
you
disappointing.
That it's very disappointing. And as well, Bobby, you know, at the end of the day, these people who are unfortunately living on the streets, you know, they're somebody's daughter, they're somebody's son.
Yeah.
You know, it could happen to anybody. Nobody chooses to end up living on the streets, Bobby. And, you know, everybody I've spoken to, okay, there may be people who have fallen into addiction, but to be honest with you, a lot of people who are on the streets are there for no fault of their own. No fault of their own. And we walk past and we make judgments every day. And I did it myself up until the point where I actually talked to a lady. Her daughter had her two hands on her cheeks, and the lady was bawling, crying. And her daughter was saying, "Mommy, don't cry. It's going to be okay."
Yeah.
And she had two other children with her, Bobby. I walked past, and something made me stop and go back and talk to her.
And is that why you're doing this, Una?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she told me her story. She basically, her landlord put up the rent, and she could afford temporary accommodation for 2 weeks. And then she found herself with three kids on the street. It's a very complex problem, Bobby. And, you know, it's not just people in addiction.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
It is
very
complex.
We're all guilty of oversimplifying it, I have to say that.
Absolutely. And we all pass judgment. And it is very complex. And, you know, but as people like Peter, like that day, what happened to me, I got in the car, I was bawling, crying, thinking, what am I going to do? Turned on the radio and Peter McVerry was on the radio talking about solutions. And something made me get his phone number. I phoned a friend of mine who had his mobile number, rang him up and said, can I come in and help, do something to help? And we started our campaign then last year, Wrap Up Homelessness. And it was all about getting people temporary accommodation, you know, off the streets and into hostels. But that is not the solution, Bobby. The solution to homelessness is to provide homes.
Yeah.
And that's why this year we're trying to raise 50,000, double what we raised last year, in order to get at least six people, you know, a key to the door, a fresh start, a new home. And 94% of people who Peter McFerry house into their new homes stay. They, you know, there's this whole thing as well that people don't want their homes, they want to stay in the
streets. So it actually works.
That's all nonsense, Bobby. You know, it's all nonsense. People don't want to go into hostels because they don't know who they're going to be next door to. But of course, people want their own home. Of course, people want. So we're trying to raise 50k to get.
How are you doing on the money raising?
Well, we're at this morning about 15. So we're two people housed. So we want to get another four people. So I'm calling. Thanks a million for inviting me in. There's a lot of ways that people can help. First and foremost, they can come onto our website and they can select gift wrapping and all that 250.
Okay, well tell us now, slowly tell us how we can help you.
Okay, number one, you can call into any of the Marsh pharmacies and just simply make
a
donation.
So Marsh Pharmacy, call in, make a donation.
Make a donation. Number two, you can visit our website, mars.ie. A lot of people, Bobby, don't like gift wrapping their presents at Christmas time. You can select to get your present gift wrapped. It costs you €2.50. And it'll arrive beautifully wrapped. And all those 250s go to Peter McFerry Trust.
So every gift that's wrapped in your shop, 250 goes to Peter McFerry.
The whole entire lot, right?
Yeah.
Number three, then, you can text the word. If you don't want to come in to us, if you don't want need anything, or you don't want to get any gifts for anybody at Christmas time, then you can just text the word WRAP to 50300. And that €4 goes to Peter McFerry Trust. And fourthly, and I think this is an appeal, I suppose, out to all of your listeners who can afford more, or say if there's companies out there listening or and they want to get involved with us, we'd love to be working with anybody. But we have a page set up, the Mars page, on everydayhero.com. So you can just log on there, find our page, it's Mars Pharmacy, and you can donate whatever it is that you can. Some people are donating €10, Bobby, some people €5. Right. Some guy yesterday donated €1,000. So every little bit helps, and we want to get as many people a fresh start this Christmas.
Okay, and I truly admire your vision, Una. You've set sights on helping, you know, six people. You've made it very tangible.
Yeah.
You've made it very real. You've went out and lived the experience, so you're right in the zone.
Yeah. Now we have another.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
here.
We have another event tomorrow as well, Bobby. It's down the Gibson Hotel between 10 and 12. It's a beauty breakfast. We still tickets in an Eventbrite for that. It's €45. You end up getting a goodie bag that's worth well over €130. So if there's anybody out there who would like a good morning, 2 hours down the Gibson Hotel with Tara Makeup, Mark Rogers, and Amy Connolly, go on to Eventbrite, buy a ticket. All that money goes to Peter McFerry Trust, and you end up getting a lovely goodie bag worth €130, and you still have time to go into town and do your Christmas shopping afterwards.
Okay, well listen, you're a true ambassador for a great cause. Una O'Hagan, Managing Director of Mars Pharmacy, you heard how you can help there. Thanks very much for joining us, and go home and get a good night's sleep.
I certainly will, Bobby, and thanks for having me on.
You're great.
Down to business on Newstalk.
Sponsored by Flowgas. On the grid, off the grid. Flowgas is Ireland's only supplier of LPG and natural gas, wherever you are.